It's time to raise the roof for our latest regular season episode and the first day of the new era of Tampa Bay Rays baseball. Day one of the City Connect Unis are officially here. Welcome back, everyone, to this latest episode of Raise the Roof. I'm your host, Alex Murphy. With me, as always, is my co-host, Evan Lynch. Gibby is not on the pod, but he will be on our next pod. But Evan, how are we doing?
What's up? 1-0 in the Sky Ray era, which is,
yes.
I mean, we'll get into that, but yeah, doing well today after those jersey release and then the win tonight, and then sorry for the Lightning, all you Lightning fan out there, by the way.
Some brutal breaks in that game.
Yeah, just two goals called back. I didn't see the second one. First one seemed like a good call. Second one, I didn't see it.
So the second one was bad. In my opinion, it was bad call. It looked like Sorelli basically got pushed into Bob.
Oh, really? But yeah, Florida's a great team. Tampa's had their number the last couple of years. So
yeah, I game guess respect game. Florida had the better hand of that series.
Yeah, Florida's the better team. Florida's the better team. So, but yeah. Sorry to all the Lightning fans out there.
Yeah, but good news, as we said.
I'm sure for the Hurricanes now. They can all cheer for the Hurricanes now.
Well, in good news, or I guess in good news for all you Bolts fans, the City Connects did drop. So hopefully that brought you guys some happiness today. We are going to be talking at length about the City Connect jerseys. We will be talking at least a little bit about the Rays. But honestly, it doesn't really matter that much. I understand that they got swept by the worst team in baseball over the weekend. I understand they won tonight, but the main part of it is talking about the City Connect jersey because they look absolutely incredible. And I want to make sure that we give credit where credit's due to everyone who was behind it, because my goodness, they did a fantastic job. But before we begin, be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast on your platform of choice. We're on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts, among others. Also, we wanted to shout out our sponsors, SeatGeek, In the Clutch, and 1771 Designs. Use our discount code RAISETHEROOF in all caps for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase and 10% off any In the Clutch order. Our 1771 Designs code is the same, RAISETHEROOF, but only the R and the T and the R are capitalized. Everything else is lowercase. Use that same code, RAISETHEROOF, again, RTR is capitalized, everything else lowercase, for 15% off any purchase anytime. Now, time to get into the podcast. It is, we are going to be talking about the Rays and what they did. Maybe not as much over the weekend, because my goodness, we found out that the Chicago White Sox are the best team in baseball, clearly. I mean, what a valiant performance from them. They really showed up. Talk about big teams coming at big times to show up.
I don't know what the stats were. They got a good offense over there in the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
unfortunately, they almost won today, though. They almost won their fourth straight game. It's funny because
we said it was a must sweep series, and then it came back to bite us in the ass. So we'll be all on that one.
I won't be that mad. I mean, I was disappointed over the week. I was disappointed on Friday. Friday was like, even after Friday, I was like, who cares what happened in the series?
Benintendi homer was brutal.
Yeah, Eflin looked terrible.
Him hitting like 122 with like a 25 OPS plus, then hitting two bombs.
Two homers and
yeah, two bombs in the same day. It's terrible.
And it ruined the game that we scored seven runs in. And that, I mean, seven runs to us is like 15 to a normal team. So
yeah,
it sucks losing a game like that. But I mean, the pitching was just, Eflin was terrible. The pitching overall Savale just meet home run central over there. He was just giving up meatballs all day. Yesterday, I guess Littell wasn't terrible, but you can't let, is it Fetty? Fetty?
Fetty, Eric Fetty, KBO legend, NC Dinos legend, Eric Fetty.
Nationals legend too, I believe, right?
Yeah, but he talks some crap about, I think someone talks some crap about it, and how the KBO development system is better than the Nationals development system, which I'm not gonna have anything on that, but I do think that it is funny because he absolutely shoved against the Rays.
A little personal for you, Alex, there, right there, developmental system of the Nationals.
Hey, the Fred Nats are 14 and 7 right now, second best nice. Record in the Carolina League.
Are they double A or triple A?
They are single A.
Oh, they are. Oh, gotcha.
Single A, single A.
Gotcha.
But like I said, second best record in the Carolina League, so they're doing well.
Nice. Are the Mudcats in that
They are. They
league?
have the best record,
Nice.
if I'm not mistaken.
I
They're
forgot
like
them because
a half game better.
they used to be double A, and I guess they got moved down when they did like all the reconstructuring of the minor leagues. But
I choose to not try to focus on what happened with all that crap, because my goodness, it's
I
so.
honestly forgot about that until right now, but
Yeah, in other news, yes, so Reyes played like dog water against the White Sox. This is well documented in the annals of baseball history at
I'm
this point.
just gonna I'm gonna flip the script and say the White Sox are not as bad as people think they are.
Yeah, they just had an abysmal start, but they have decent players, but I mean still, like, they're not gonna be great.
Tommy Pham was a good signing too for 3 mil. Like it's like he would have looked good in the Rays lineup again, like back in
Yeah, but then
Tampa.
by the end of the season, he'll curse out the entire White Sox roster and he'll say that everything sucked, just like he did with the Rays, just like he did with the Mets. He's gonna do that.
True,
It'll happen.
but
Just wait.
he's a good player though for
He is
three
a good
mil.
player. He produces.
He does.
And the Rays, speaking of producing, the Rays produced tonight a robust 1-0 win. You know, one run.
I think those are the most satisfying wins. I'm not gonna lie. A 1-0 win
But
is
that game was not satisfying to watch because that ninth inning was painful. But
finally, like
they persevered.
I mean, and like this Rays team, I think people are saying they've been unlucky this year. I think they've caught a lot of breaks this year. They just never capitalized, and finally they were able to
This is true.
capitalize on a break. Like, I mean, I what I've been reading on Twitter, it was a good call by the umps.
Yes, here, for
So if you
those
want
that
to
are
explain, if you want to
wondering.
explain.
Yes, yeah, I was just gonna say, for those that are wondering, I'm pretty sure it was Bowers who struck out and then bonked Pinto on the head as the ball went to the backstop. The rule is rule 6.03A3. It's like parentheses A, parentheses three. If a batter strikes at a ball and misses and swings so hard he carries the bat all the way around, and in the umpire's judgment, unintentionally hits the catcher or the ball in back of him on the backswing, it shall be called a strike only, not interference. The ball will be dead, however, and no runner shall advance on the play.
So,
I also believe that there was basically like the runners where they were stayed where they were. So because Bowers was at home plate, Bowers is out. He had no opportunity to advance to first base.
I mean, by the definition of that rule, it's a good rule, and I understand the rule in some
Quality
like
rule.
scenario.
Great
Like,
rule.
I get the Brewers' frustration because in a game like tonight, in a situation like tonight, it seems stupid. It's like the ball was already past him, but at the same time, I mean, I guess you could kind of ju
It
like judge.
did screw him up. Like, you could tell
It
he got
did.
in, and then he was a little bit disoriented as to what was going
It
on.
did. It did. And if there's no rule like that, I mean, what's to say a batter doesn't just fully knock him in the head, knock him down, and just try to get him to first? Like I get there is a point to the rule, but maybe there should be like a little bit of judgment there because that like. There should be some places to use the rule and some places not to use the rule. And this situation was probably a situation not to use the rule, but it is the rule, so good call. I mean, we probably would have lost if that wasn't the case, but we didn't, and we finally took advantage of a break. And Jason Adam is a certified beast. He is the only consistent good bullpen player on this team right now, and just overall good win. Still, offense is horrible, but finally pitching.
Hey,
Performance
the
that all came
ugliest wins are the
together.
best wins, so I'm glad that they were able to get away.
And the way that I mean, we didn't even have an RBI tonight. Like, I think I read today was the first win that we did not record an RBI in like 3 years, I believe. I believe we walked off the Red Sox on a wild pitch. So,
That's pretty
I
solid.
mean,
Hey, we'll
yeah,
take it.
still, we'll take a win any way we
It
can
was a
get, but.
much need, like, of any day this season to have gotten a win. This was the day to get the win
And we
because of what
finally,
happened earlier.
yes, that is true. The combination of that and coming off what happened this weekend,
Yes.
and we finally got a series opening win too, which is only the second of the
Yes.
season.
Yes.
So,
The series opening win. They
like,
finally did it.
I think we were talking about this in our group chat on Friday night. We were like, oh, we can't even do it against the White Sox,
Yeah, but
but
hey, they did it
hey,
against the Brewers, so we'll take it.
they're leading the Central right now, aren't they? I
No, the
believe.
Cubs are leading the Central, but they're—I mean,
Oh, they are.
they're a playoff team at the moment right now. They're
Second
playing
place.
like a playoff
Got
team.
it.
So,
Yeah, I mean they're a great squad over there, so
yes. Oh no, for sure, for sure. But We didn't want to talk too much about it because we wanted the majority of this podcast to focus on what happened at 11:30 a.m. today, Eastern Standard Time. I believe that's 6:30 a.m. Hawaiian Standard Time for those who care. The Rays were, I believe, like the 21st or 22nd team in baseball to release their City Connect jerseys. We've seen a bunch of teases, especially over the last week. There was that mural that was put in St. Pete where some things were added, and then we saw that some of those things were taped up, which was hilarious in itself that some of them got taped up. We saw the leak of the socks, and we didn't know what happened with that because someone accidentally put it out. But the jerseys never got leaked. We didn't know what we were seeing until 11:30. And when 11:30 hit, or a couple minutes before 11:30, because the website that the Rays put out with the City Connect jerseys was released a couple minutes before then. So that's why I put the tweet on the website saying, or the tweet on the on Twitter saying, "Holy shit, the jerseys look insane," because we saw them like just before they got released. Oh my God. I don't think that any team has put the amount of effort that the Rays put into the City Connect jersey on any of the other jerseys. And B, I don't know if there's any team that has had the amount of small details, the amount of different nods to different things. I don't think that any team has come even remotely close to that. Not just that, but the alternate logos, there's like 15 alternate logos. It's like a whole streetwear brand.
I mean, they're just sexy, like in the best way possible. They did exactly what the City Connect jerseys are literally meant to do, is kind of connect the city to the team. And I mean, they hit it out of the park, and not in, like, no pun unintended there, but it's they're every little detail, every little stitch. I mean, just it means more than what it just, I mean, the skates, the bridge logo, the
Oh, the
man, I don't even know
Sky Ray—that
the
is
man.
like it's such a
It's
simple thing. It's a that was one of the most simple things that they could have done, and they nailed it. Things
just
like that,
genius.
yeah,
It's
things
just
like
genius.
that. They took the small things and accentuated them, and those small minimalist things that they did, that's why this is as good as it is. And it's not just to Rays fans good, it's to the entire baseball community good. Because from what I've seen, the reception on these jerseys, even those who are like, it's okay, but they still like it, it's probably in the neighborhood of like 80 to 90% favorable.
I mean, I haven't seen one bad thing about
I've
the
seen people
jerseys.
say some bad things, but like it's been very few and far between.
And I mean, yeah, they're just, I think they did a phenomenal job on them. They're perfect. Like I said, every detail that came together, I thought was so good. I mean, I'm not from the St. Pete area. You obviously aren't either, Alex. I didn't know the whole skateboarding, I
I didn't
guess,
know it either, but
connection
I think it's
either,
sick.
but it's really cool. Apparently, I had to look it up. Apparently, there's like a huge skate park right across the street from the Trop. So I didn't have any idea what that connection was. And then obviously the other angle to that is the skate is also a type of ray, which is also a very, very cool connection there.
Yeah, and then someone said, where was the the landing a stale fish, which was the grab or whatever the skate ray was doing. That's another thing. Like, see the small
I don't know
things like
anything.
that.
I don't know anything about skateboarding, but that thing, that's so
But
cool, I think.
like those are the small things that make this
Right.
what it is.
And it's literally riding the skateboard. It's not like behind it on top, like it's literally on the
It's such a
skateboard
sick
riding it. It's,
logo.
oh, I can't, oh,
So
the
just
jerk.
to be, because if you guys haven't seen, the Rays have like a full website or a full page on their website talking about the City Connect jerseys. They're called the Grit and Glow. That's what they're nicknamed. The Rays City Connect Grit and Glow uniform celebrates the independent underground spirit of Tampa Bay, our defiantly bold, bright, and vibrant home. Tampa Bay welcomes wild ideas, surreal expression, and daring individuality. It takes thick skin. This is all from the website. It takes thick skin and plenty of grit to boldly be the first, to get comfortable with being uncomfortable and keep learning new tricks. In Tampa Bay, underground culture thrives in the sunshine, beaming with colorful expression of every kind. An eclectic energy connects across all the bay's bridges to the beaches and beyond, creating a home for beach bums, pirates and punk rockers, skaters, sneakerheads and sun worshippers, street artists and acrobats, proud weirdos, real surrealists, bikers and wrestlers, hipsters and hippies, locals and tourists who never went home. That's the main part of it. And then there's a whole bunch of stuff. As Evan was talking about, there's an homage, a really big homage to skating. The iconic Perry Harvey Senior Skate Park or Senior Park Skateboard Bowl, the Bro Bowl, is one of the things that's referenced. Also, the Skate Park of Tampa, which is in Tampa. Also known as Spot, which was founded in 1993, was a big thing. I think is the Perry Harvey Senior Skate or the Perry Harvey Senior Park Skateboard Bowl. Is that the one that's in St. Pete? Because it was constructed in 1978, one of the earliest skate parks in America, and apparently it's the first skate park ever to be named to the National Register of Historic Places. So like, anyone who was saying that the skate culture in Tampa Bay is like not a thing, clearly it's a thing enough for the skate park in St. Pete to be the first one on the National Register of Historic Places. Clearly, it's like that for a reason. They didn't just do it just to do it. But yeah, I believe
That's even
it's
cooler.
the Bro Bowl is what it's known as.
The Bro Bowl. That's a sick name. That is
Oh
totally
no,
what
it's
I
in
expect out of
Tampa.
a
Perry Harvey Senior Park in Tampa.
it's called the St. Pete Skate Park, which is right across the street from the Trop.
That's
It's
another
like
one. But
that
the
like in it,
Bro Bowl, the Skateboard Bowl is in Tampa itself, Tampa proper.
but and that's another cool thing about the jerseys is that it connects both areas though. It's not just, I mean, a skate park, I think skating, I based on what I read, is a thing, is a huge thing in the whole region, not just St. Pete or Tampa. So I think that's another cool thing. Also, the Bro Bowl is just exactly what I expect out of a skate park name. That is
That's a
sick.
great name. But like they showed in the video the Vitali Bros, who were the ones who put up the mural in St. Pete, and there it was like the finished mural, but I don't think it's fully finished in St. Pete yet. But they had their name kind of sketched on to one of the skateboards. That was a big thing talking about, and they've been a big kind of at the forefront of all of the different wall art, all of the different stenciling, and all of the different spray paint art, things like that that has gone on in St. Pete and in Tampa Bay. That's a big thing that's there, and you can see it in the Tampa Bay logo. It looks like, if you guys know anyone who knows Thrasher magazine, it's like if Thrasher was baseball. That's what it looks like, because like the Thrasher logo has the fire on it.
It's like the flames kind of exuding off the letters, which is
As we
cool.
mentioned with the skating, I know that the more prominent skate places are in Tampa, so that's well represented there. You have with the Skyray, you have the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, which connects St.
This
Pete to
the south
Sarasota
part.
and Bradenton in that area, so that's St. Pete. You have the Pelican, which is the proud, representation of the St. Pete flag. You also have the Three Palms logo, which is in Perry Harvey Senior Park, that's in the logo of the park. It has a three palms on it. So you have not only Tampa but also St. Pete representation there with the Pelican being such a prominent part of the St. Pete logo itself.
As you see in the 1771 designs, that is our lovely partner,
Yes, a lot
always
of
displays
Pelicans.
on their very cool shirts.
And they said on the website, or I guess on the Rays thing, representing the home field advantage in St. Petersburg, the Pelican holds a special place in the city. From its flag to its baseball history with the 1940s through 50s Florida State Negro League St. Pete Pelicans. So you have another thing there. You have the skateboard grip that's on the underbrim of the hats, and you have it on the jersey numbers. Apparently the jersey texture is supposed to be like sun-worn. Like it's a black shirt that's been weathered in the Florida sun, is what it says on the website. Like, so many things have gone into this jersey, and have been so intricately thought out in a way that I don't think has been done with any other jersey in like in this City Connect thing. Because some teams, like the Dodgers, most prominently, the Giants one looks weird as hell. I understand what they were doing with it, but
Baltimore's are weird too.
Baltimore's really don't look that original. I understand kind of the idea of it, but I feel like they could have done so much better there. I mean, you have those teams, and then you have I think the South Side jerseys for the White Sox look great. The
I thought
Marlins
the Phil
jerseys look fantastic.
I thought the Phillies ones were cool.
I'm
I thought the hats were cool. I
yeah,
like
no,
the hats
I'm
on.
kind of 50-50 on it. I think that it was a good idea. I just think it's not as well executed as what the Rays did
Right.
in my opinion. But I think the Angels ones look great. I love the surfboard vibes of
The
those.
Milwaukee one's cool.
Yeah, the Milwaukee ones look cool.
But
So
they look just 'cause but they don't like maybe I'm missing something, but some of the cool ones, like they don't really
the
connect the
Miami
city.
one is the only one. Like, I don't understand how the Florida teams have the best City Connect jerseys.
It's
Because, in my opinion, it's Rays 1, Miami 2. Because the Sugar Kings jersey is so clean. Like,
like
so nice.
I'm going through most of these ones and like some of them are yeah they're cool jerseys but they don't actually connect the city to the team. Like the Brewers one is a cool jersey but it does like I don't understand it doesn't really have anything. I mean I guess the mascot does but it doesn't overall have like those connections to the city that the Rays one at least does. Like same thing with the Giant. I mean the Giants kind of has the Golden Gate Bridge but very like I don't know the Rays one is just cool and like I don't want this to sound like pretentious because it kind of is but I don't know it just seemed like the Rays took this more serious than some other teams did. I don't
And
know if
maybe
that's a
it's
fair
because of
thing
the
to
fact
say
that they're kind of an overlooked team in the grand scheme of baseball, so they're trying to find a way to make themselves stand out. This
and
is the way to do it.
Marlins could have been like that too but yeah
The
they're
Marlins jerseys are so clean. I have to keep going back to those because the Sugar Kings jerseys are so
And
nice. Those are fantastic.
were the Marlins ones the red ones?
Yeah, the red
The
ones with the
red
white stripes.
the those yeah those ones were
Yeah,
awesome.
those are. But the other thing I want to say is, I feel like Nike, when they introduced this concept, I feel like they wanted to create something that was a streetwear brand with these sort of things. Because I know they kind of did that with the NBA jerseys when they started adding the statement jerseys and the Icon Edition and whatever the heck other things that have now, evolved into what exists today. But I feel like this is the first one that is actually executed what Nike wanted to do, which was create like a streetwear brand around the jersey. And it makes sense because, in skating, streetwear, that's the whole thing. Like, streetwear is so closely associated with skateboarding in so many ways. That's why you have like Vans and you have Hurley and you have Thrasher Mag, Thrasher Mag, you have those. Like, there's so many iconic brands that are so closely associated with skateboarding, and it's just kind of the thing over time. And I feel like this is the first one that actually executes that perfectly and creates something that not just a baseball fan would wear, but something that anyone would wear because it just looks fantastic. I think that they're the first team that's actually done it in such a way that can be worn out, out on the street, you're not a Rays fan, but you're just wearing it because it looks cool.
I was before I say something very similar to what you just said. What was I gonna say? I'll say I'll just go off what your thought. I like these jerseys seem like. And not even the jerseys, the shirts, the hats, whatever. It seems like all baseball fans are gonna wear them. Like it just seems like everybody's like, wow, these are really, really cool. Like I don't even like the Rays. I'm not associated them with them at all. But these are just so cool that I might just have to buy it, which is a really, really cool thing. To
So
have
many
being a
people were
Rays
saying
fan.
that. And it's
And
not just the jerseys themselves. This is the other thing that I think that they did great. Everything associated with this rollout has been executed to perfection. because it's not just the jerseys that they've put out. They have a whole streetwear brand line. They have a whole brand, everything with this. You have the Skate Ray, you have the Pelican has its own thing, the Sky Ray has its own thing, the Tampa Bay thing has its own. Like, there's so many, there's like five or six different alternate logos that have their own merch that's associated with this.
Yeah.
Like, everything was so perfectly executed with it. I mean, the hats look fantastic. The Skate Ray hats look fantastic. The Sky Ray hat looks fantastic. And that's the main one that they're using on the hat, which I think is great. They have that, and I put it on Twitter. And first off, thank you guys so much for all the interactions today. So many people, not just us, have gotten crazy interactions from everything that's been put out. I know Taylor Jenkins got stuff. I know Liz got stuff. I know Danny put out something that got like a million impressions on Twitter. The Raisin put out something that got a million impressions. So many different people have put out stuff today that has gone absolutely haywire, us included. I mean, we've had three different tweets that have broken the most amount of likes that we've had on a tweet and most amount of impressions that we've had on a tweet. And we just put out a freaking photo of like a bucket hat, but the bucket hat's the sickest bucket hat I've ever seen in my life.
Buggernuts. I mean, it's almost like this whole release should have been the first City Connect, and then Nike was like,
And Nike
every
was like, nah, man, we can't do that.
no. Be like, Nike was like, everybody else do what they just did, like in terms of the effort, the attention to detail, just all of the things that brought those jerseys together and made them so cool and so connected to the city and the area of St. Pete and Tampa, and like you said, the southern part of that area too, Sarasota and Bradenton. I think Bradenton is to the south.
All that's connected by the Skyway Bridge.
Which, yeah, it's just they killed it. It was a pleasant surprise, given it was a rough weekend being a race fan. Kind of
Really
forgot it.
rough weekend.
Kind of forgot about the on the field performance, I guess, for a little bit. But and us winning tonight helped a lot too. But I the one I guess tiny complaint I had, I wish they would switch up the logos every time we wore them, like on the hats. Like, it'd be cool if we had the Sky Ray one game, and then we had the
Oh,
Skate Ray next game, and then like the manatee on the hat the next game.
that would be the most
That
overpowered
would
thing in
be
the history of anything.
so cool, would it not be? Like,
Oh no, it
that's
would just be, I mean, it would just be too much for me. I couldn't handle it.
That would be my, I guess, my one complaint. But I mean, that's as nitpicky as you can get. So
Yeah.
phenomenal job. I don't know who
Yeah,
was in charge of
so the
that,
main
but
guy is Warren Hypes. I texted him and I said thank you on behalf of race fans for what you did, because he's the VP creative guy for the Rays. He said this was his baby and he's been working on it for years. So
well, he deserves a lot of
first
credit
off,
for all
thank
that
you,
hard
Warren,
work.
for bringing this to life. It's absolutely incredible. I also wanted to shout out Vince. I know he's involved, art director, things like that with the Rays. He helped out, did an absolutely fantastic job with this. I mean, everyone in the creative department for the Rays, Vincent Cafiero, he's the art director for the Rays. The guy just, shouted out. Everyone, I think Eric and Joe, I'm seeing here, Teddy and Sharon, Casey and Lisa, I don't know how much that they helped out. Everyone who was involved in this, thank you guys. Like, genuinely, I understand this is just a jersey rollout, but genuinely, thank you for doing a good job on this, because I know that you guys treated it, especially Warren treated it as their baby, and we are beyond grateful for it because we are beyond proud of it. Like,
And
we're proud that this is the jersey design that was created to represent the Rays in this. We're
it's I
beyond
mean,
proud.
it is it, yeah I mean yeah credit to every single person that Alex just mentioned there. I mean, thank you for you deserve a lot of credit for your hard work, and thank
You
you
guys
so much for
deserve the
that.
biggest, fattest raises of all time, especially you,
Yeah,
Warren.
they better be paying you guys enough. Second
Y'all
of all,
better be getting the big bucks.
Second of all, it's, I mean, I can't imagine what a person from this area feels like. I mean, we're not even from this area, and we think it's like just the whole
I was
aura
like
of these
nearly brought to
jerseys
tears, which is stupid.
are
It was a freaking jersey.
But it, and it's just cool. Like
But just the impact of it. Like
if
I
the
stared at
hurricane.
it for like 2 hours today. I just couldn't take my eyes off of it because I was so happy that this is like this represents the team that I like.
And
Like
my point, it's like even and people from this area, I can't imagine how they feel. Like if this was a jersey like that the Carolina Hurricanes made from this my hometown of Raleigh, I think that would be even more cool somehow. And I don't even have a connection to the city in terms of my upbringing, so I think that's even cooler. I can't wait to hear the what people who are actually from that area think. And oh man, I can't wait to see them in action.
Yeah, this weekend, the Rays are going to be debuting them on
Friday, right?
Friday. They're going to be wearing them Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're going to be wearing them for every Saturday home game, I believe, for the rest of the season. They're also going to be wearing them for two different away games, the first of which is June 15th in Atlanta, which I believe is a City Connect on City Connect game, which is dope. I don't know about August 7th, though. August 7th, they're playing at St. Louis and they'll be wearing them. I don't know if that's a City Connect on City Connect game or what that is, but I do know that the Rays will be wearing them. But like I said, this entire weekend, May 11th and 25th, June 8th and 29th, July 13th and 27th, August 10th, 17th and 31st, and September 21st, all of those dates at home, the Rays will be wearing those. And also, for those that are freaked out about the Devil Rays jerseys, those are going absolutely nowhere. The Rays are keeping those. Those are staying on Fridays, except for this Friday, because that's when the jersey's coming out. But these City Connect
And
jerseys are a special rule. They do not count for the four jerseys that a team has. So
wow,
the Devil Rays jerseys will remain untouched. They will remain in the lineup for the Rays. So do not worry about that at all.
sorry, I did you the second game is in St. Louis. I don't know if you read
Yeah,
that.
no. I said
It
it, but
is.
I didn't know if it was a City Connect game for St. Louis is my fault.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, wait, also, they don't even have a City Connect jersey, do they? No,
I'm
they
not
don't have
sure
one.
what the
They
photo
might get one this
says.
year. Maybe that's what it is. It's like
The
a City
reveal
Connect
maybe.
reveal game.
But Randy Land and City Connect first time this Friday. If we lose that game, we have to win that game. So City
Yeah,
Connect
and I
first
found
time and
out
Randy Land. So
intel from my dad and his friend who's a Mets fan. The seven line is coming down to St. Pete this weekend. So y'all better make sure it's a very inhospitable environment for them because they're bringing
oh,
a lot
jeez.
of folks down.
Be a lot of Mets fans there,
A
but
lot of Mets fans. A
should
lot of
be a
them.
good crowd on this weekend. I mean,
Oh,
that's gonna
it's
be
going to
so
be
cool.
crazy. There's going to be a lot of people going to get those jerseys and wanting to see them.
And I mean, I can't wait to get to go get. I don't even know what I'm gonna get yet. There's just too many options.
There are. If you guys want
There's.
to check them out, they have stuff at the Bay Republic. They have stuff on MLB.com. Feel free. People have said that they've spent thousands of dollars on this crap already, which we don't
Good.
advise spending that much money. But if you guys want to spend money and you guys feel like you're financially stable enough to be able to spend that money, feel free.
Go for it. I don't even know. Go for it.
Yeah, feel free. Feel free.
And one final thought. It's just cool, like you kind of said about not about like I guess getting emotional. I never got emotional, but I was just it's just cool to finally have the Rays be in the national spotlight and not like a single bad word being said about them. Like that, I don't like it. They were just, I feel like they were
As
undisputably
soon as
cool.
they put out the skate ray, everything changed about it. It went from like, oh, this is cool to like, oh my God, this might be the greatest thing ever created.
And like, not as it just seemed like everybody liked them, which, and there wasn't any like backhanded compliment or whatever, or stupid insult about the Rays that usually happens when they're in the national media. So that was cool to see too.
It was incredibly cool. And again, thank you guys to everyone who liked all of the things that we put out today. Like I said, we hit new highs across the board in terms of the amount of things that we put out. We had three different tweets today that had over 1,000 likes. I believe all of them have over 2,000 likes now, which is not a lot for some people, but for us, that's a hell of a lot. So, and I think at least 100 new people followed us today. So we
That's
appreciate
really
the
cool.
support there. From you guys vibing with us because we were vibing the f fuck out of this thing. This is one of the greatest. I mean, it's like genuinely probably one of the greatest days in franchise history, as stupid as it sounds. But just like this is an identity of this team, and I think it's incredible that this, that they've created something this great. I think that's really bringing Rays fans together, bringing the community together, hopefully, and just creating a really, really cool thing that that everyone can latch on to, genuinely. The best part about this is I'm pretty sure this is the first City Connect jersey in any sort of way to not have a major leak. And I think that made this so much better. I'm sure that others went out that didn't have leaks, but this one, for how good it was, for it to have not been leaked out at all, for the Rays to have been able to keep it under wraps as they did, is even more impressive because I think it made this so much better.
Yeah, I don't know how that's possible. I mean, they had that one little blip up with the socks, but
Yeah, the one place that fucked it up.
which those socks are also awesome too. Like,
Also, like, I can't believe that we were in the middle of that accidentally, because the guy who sent the thing, would shout out to, I need to remember his name, because that guy's a goat, for doing that. Where am I blanking on him? But he oh, at Poricon727, Roman Poricon. Roman Port, I don't know. I'm probably messing up his name. But originally he sent to us like an updated photo of the mural in St. Pete. And then I guess continued to tag us because he went to the store and saw that they had these things there and were like, is this a City Connect? And then it said CC224. And I was like, yeah, it
there
definitely is. So
should
we
be
got
a
like an
doubt.
understanding of an idea of what was going to happen, but we didn't know what today was going to bring at all.
Yeah, just
Yeah. So that was hilarious that we were in the midst of that, because some of that stuff was like put online and it was just at Raise the Roof TB that was like linked in the tweet. And I was like, oh my God. So that's
that is
hilarious
funny.
that we
That's
were in the
funny.
middle of that accidentally. And it's also just this entire thing has been so much fun to do, to help with all this stuff. Who knows what is going to happen and how things are going to move forward and what things are going to add, what things are not going to add. There's towels, there's magnets, there's decals, there's God knows what kind of stuff that's already been released and what stuff is going to be released. But it is cool that, like, to think that we played a little small part in helping out with the hype of this thing. But we definitely didn't do we didn't continue the hype as where it went today. We just latched onto it like everyone else did. So a really, really, really cool day in Rays history. Cool that we were here, we witnessed it, we were part of it. Everyone was part of it. It was awesome. But I think with that being said, that's gonna do it on this latest episode of Raise the Roof. Thank you guys so much for tuning in as always. Thanks for all the support today. Thanks for all the support that you guys have given us so far this season. Like I said, massive, massive day on social media. We are closing in on 7,500 followers now on Twitter. We're well over 1,000 followers now on Instagram, and we will be doing that 1,000 follower Instagram giveaway coming up. So do stay tuned for that. So thank you guys for all of the support, continued support on social media. As we've been trying to do with these podcasts, we're trying to keep them as often as possible while not draining ourselves in the process. So thank you guys for the support on these. As I said before, make sure to follow us, make sure to subscribe to the podcast, make sure to leave us a review, hopefully a 5-star review. Share it with your family, share it with your friends, share it with anyone who you think is a Rays fan or a baseball fan that would appreciate listening to the podcast. Any of that greatly, greatly helpful. If you guys don't follow us on social media, it's at Raise the Roof TB on both Twitter and Instagram. Continue to follow us there. Shout out to our sponsors again, SeatGeek, In the Clutch, and 1771 Designs for the support that they've given us. Make sure to use those discount codes that I said at the start of the podcast to help save you guys some money and hopefully help us out in the process as well. So, with that being said, thanks so much for listening. And as always, raise up.
Raise up, baby.